Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 22nd. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a quarter cent, closing at 394.5. July beans up 6.5 cents, closing at 828.5. And July wheat down 6 cents at 472.75. Pretty choppy day here. The beans were strong pretty much from the get-go. We rallied as much as 16 cents off of last night's highs, and then we broke it the better part of a dime, came back a nickel late in the session. But pretty choppy day. There were a couple of times during the day it looked like somebody had made an announcement about the program, but we haven't really seen anything else. The weather, we're finally drying out here in Chicago a little bit today. We've got the sun out, it's 80 degrees. But we rained hard all last night, and we're supposed to get more really good rains on Saturday into Sunday. And then all next week, there's a 30 to 60% chance of rain here. Chances for rain south of Chicago, Champaign, St. Louis, all look much stronger. So I don't see this weather really letting up at all here. Friday, we get the first prevent plant date. And then next week, we get the majority of it should be done by next Friday. I just wonder how many acres are going to go in. Some people believe it's a real strong number. I don't disagree with that. So it was interesting in the corn today. We tried to go back and fill that gap from the other day at 384.75. We got down to 386.25, missed it by 1.5 cents, and then finished all the way up near our highs out here. So that was pretty good action, I thought, in the corn market. The beans kind of shrugging off yesterday's news. I think it was overdone yesterday. We came back a little bit here today. The wheat, you know, I think the weather, you know, some people think it's okay for the wheat. I disagree. I have no idea how the USDA rated the corn 66% good to excellent, up 2 percentage points. I have no idea how they did that. I look around and I see a lot of wheat states, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Illinois, Ohio, all kinds of places in bad shape out here. But the reporting's usually pretty good, but I don't see it myself. Somebody made a comment to me yesterday that if you actually walk into the wheat fields, you see that there's a lot of problems. If you just give it kind of a cursory through the windshield look, it looks better than it really is. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But when it's all said and done, I think the wheat hold up pretty well as long as the corn holds up. Corn fails, I think the wheat will fail because it just doesn't have the same positive fundamentals that the corn does for the time being. So, you know, we mentioned before how these markets can turn a dime, turn on a dime, and certainly in the last 7 or 8 trading sessions, we've seen these markets do an awful good job of rallying out here. Corn's rallied 56 cents. The wheat's rallied 73, the beans 57. So this is all, you know, nice action. It's giving guys a chance to get some marketing done for 19 corn and to finish up 18 corn. So this is what we've been looking for. I would suggest buying back call options for anything that you're selling out here to keep the upside open. So if you need help with this marketing, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.